These are your points of power from 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. According to some people, there are great many gods both in heaven and on earth. But, verse 6, we know that there is only one God, the Father, who created all things and made us to be his own. And the Lord Jesus Christ, who made everything and gives us life. And this whole chapter was talking about meat and grains and all that kind of stuff that was offered, you know, to the gods of the temple. Should they eat the idol meat and stuff like that? Paul was saying, number one, all of these other gods are dead.
Yes.
Our God, the one true living God, is the only one that is alive.
Yeah.
And if you are not careful, you will start thinking like the world thinks that, oh, my God, there's so many ways to look at this. And God is not concerned about anything but your relationship with him.
Yeah.
The way you live according to the word of God, the way you conduct yourself according to the word of God, the way you love and accept others.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about life in its totality and the understanding of life, the understanding of purpose, that's only found in God.
Right.
In Jesus Christ through God. That's why Paul says to have life. We find that in Christ Jesus. To get the true wisdom, we find that in Christ Jesus. All these other things that you're trying to find, relationship with God, like this determines what kind of meat I eat, determines my relationship. Or what kind of rules I follow determines my relationship.
No.
But just like you said, my faith in Jesus Christ is what's going to get me saved.
Amen.
Me believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, plain and simple. And then from there, out of that relationship, he established me, gives me insight and wisdom on the right things to eat.
Right.
The right relationships to have, the right way to live and to walk in the purpose that God has for my life.
And like he was saying, you know, what he has established in him, in Paul, is that, you know, he can do anything he wants to.
Come on.
That does not include sin, of course.
We
know that. But, you know, he's able to do whatever. He chooses not to if it's going to offend somebody and take them out of the way of God.
Isn't that an awesome walk with God that you would say because of the love that you have for God and the love that you have for your brothers, because you love yourself in God, that you will say, there are certain things that I won't do because I feel like it's going to cause a stumbling block to my brother. And there are people who won't do that. They'll be, well, they just ought to get to understand. They just ought to know. You know, I'm not going to stop my Christian liberty or freedom just because of somebody else. But Paul is saying, for the sake of the unity and the growth of this next person, that he's concerned about this person growing until he comes to the understanding. Because we talk about this all the time with you and I. There's a certain level of maturity we have with the word of God.
Right.
And there are people who are coming up don't understand the way that we do.
Right.
But we're not going to use that as a stumbling block to cause somebody else to stumble in certain things that we do, because we know you can't handle that at this time.
Right. Right. Exactly.
You know, so I'm not going to do it in front of you.
Right. Right.
You know.
And I love the fact that, again, like you said, everything is based on love. The foundation of our Christian walk, our salvation, everything is based on love. For God so loved all of us that he gave his only begotten son.
Yeah.
You know, everything is based on love.
That's it.
And then the next step is you have to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make a conscious decision. I don't want, you know, my life to stay the same.
Yep.
Not just because you don't want to go to hell. Nobody wants to go to hell.
Nah.
You know, even sinners don't want to go to hell.
Right.
That's not the reason to choose Jesus.
Right.
The reason to choose Jesus is abundant life.
Yes, I want to understand
life. You get a wonderful life.
Yes, Lord.
You know?